and all of our friends and those. And if you let me say that if you knew about our battle and you were part of those that were praying for us, we want you to know we appreciate the prayers. May the 8th of this year, we went into the darkest trial that I've ever been in my life, and 74 days before it came to an end. Appreciate my wife for being with me in all of it. Some nights praying 3 and 4 hours without breaking. Appreciate all the churches that prayed. But 74 days, on the morning of the 74th day, 5 o'clock in the morning, I woke up. The Lord spoke to me, "Speak ye comfortably unto Jerusalem. Her warfare is accomplished. And God heal me." Amen. So I appreciate that. He's still in the healing business. Amen. They, several folks that educated beyond me said that you couldn't live without having certain treatments. And I'd always told them I had a, they were practicing physicians, but I knew the great physician. Amen. 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 Well, it's an honor to be here. I appreciate, again, appreciate seeing everybody that's here with us in the meeting. And this has been our first revival since the Lord healed us. We've preached here and there a night or so, or a morning somewhere. But it's been great all week. The Lord's helped us. And we appreciated you all. We've had a marvelous move of God. And this is a youth service. And since I'm 67 years old, I didn't know how I'd do this, but I'm not retired out of the Army, so but I'm here tonight as a recruiter. Amen. I'm here as a recruiter tonight for an Army. Amen. And I want to preach to our young people. One of the things that keeps us going across the country is we're looking for that young man somewhere that reads this book and makes us wonder why we wouldn't believe in him. Oh yeah, it can happen. I want you to turn tonight to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 20. And again, it's so glad to be here. Thank you for all that you've, the church has been here, that's been good to us, and the friendships that we've got to renew, and good friends we see tonight for the first time for a while. And God is wonderfully moving in this last day. One of the classic writers, might have been the House of Seven Gables, I don't remember now, but he said, he started his book by the writing by saying, "And it was the best of times, and it was the worst of times." That's where we are right now. It's a bad time to be lost, but it's a good time to be part of God's people. It's an exciting time to be saved. Amen. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 20 tonight, beginning with verse number 1. Deuteronomy, chapter number 20, and verse number 1. If you're able to do so, would you stand with us for the reading of God's Word? Exodus, or Deuteronomy, rather, chapter number 20, verse number 1. "When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when ye are come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and say unto them, Hear, O Israel, you approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, do not tremble, neither be you terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. And the officers shall speak unto the people, saying, What man is there that hath built a new house and hath not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in battle and another man dedicate it. And what man is there is he that hath planted a vineyard and hath not yet eaten of it? Let him also go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle and another man eat of it. And what man is there that hath betrothed a wife and hath not taken her? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man take her. And the officer shall speak further unto the people and shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. Father God, tonight we are here again, partly because of this kind invitation, but more so, God, as always, because of obligation. And woe be unto me if I preach not the gospel. And so again tonight, Lord, in this congregation, I pray not for limelight, nor for applaudance, but, oh God, for that anointing that somehow transforms a man and makes him a prophet in the sense of the New Testament. Hide me in the cross tonight. Make me a divine channel of instrument of your glory. And Father, I'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise. And Father, we ask these things tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the congregation said, amen. 1952, United States Armed Forces created a new special forces that would operate covertly for a while. They came to prominence and power during the Vietnam War. Somebody wrote a book about them and then they made a movie. But these elite men were called the Green Berets. Amen. Tonight, if God will help me, I want to preach to you about God's call to the Green Berets. It is, goes without controversy that the church right now is locked into the greatest battle of our existence. Not since the time that we were first born in the fire has the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the true, the blood-bought, the sanctified, the holy church of God, come under such fire and such attack on every side as they are right now. There's always been attacks, there's always been problems, but never have they come together like they have right now. So we are in the war, and God, amen, in this hour that we're looking, that we're living in, is looking for a special kind of a man that can lead this church into victory over its enemies in this hour. For I do not believe we're going down. I believe we are going over. Amen. He said, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I realize they're in a time of apostasy, but that don't have to be you. I realize we're in a falling away, but you don't have to fall away. Amen. What you fail to understand, my friend, is that there are two branches, amen, of religion right now. There is one that is going farther and farther into apostasy. She is the great whore, amen, that are leading men, amen, to take the mark of the beast. But on the other side is the true, the blood-bought, the holy church of God. Amen. And we are rising up triumphantly in this hour. God is looking for somebody, another Elisha, whom to whom he can give the mantle of Elijah. Yes. We need somebody to proclaim the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. There must be the message preached. Amen. Somebody said about distraction. Let me tell you, folk, we don't need to be, and I preached it, and I'm going to preach it next week. We do not need to be, amen, keepers of an aquarium. We need to be fishers of men. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm not interested in polishing the glass and showing you my exotic fish. Amen. I'm interested in going fishing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message that this generation has got to preach has got to be preached with certainty. All right. Yes, believe that. It's not what we think, or we might be, well, it might be this way. What they need to hear is, thus saith the word of Almighty God. The cup of foundation, amen, that has never been shaken and never will be. The message, amen, of Jesus Christ, virgin birth, amen, sinless life, victorious death, resurrection, and it's soon returning to claim his bride and judge a world. I believe tonight with all of my heart that you sitting here, amen, will see, amen, the consummation of all things and the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to catch away his bride. Amen. Well, I started to say I didn't want to cross your doctrine, but if your doctrine's crossed, it's crossed. Amen. You can look for whatever you want to. I'm looking for the coming of the Lord. I'm looking for the catching away of the church. Amen. Not a far escape. Amen. Not get us out of a world because we're being defeated, but because we are a militant church, marching triumphant. Amen. Claiming the victory. I believe with all of my might that before the coming, I know America is judgment bound. I know we've sown the wind and we've reaped the whirlwind. I know Amanasa has done so bad, amen, that the judgment of God will fall. But I also know, amen, we can pray and seek the face of God till God pushes back the judgment and gives us one more generation. And that's what I'm going across this country preaching to a lost and dying world. Amen. There's one more hope where men begin swept into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this wicked hour that me and you are living in, there is no place for a church that is not on fire, flaming, amen, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. One man said, I don't know who he was and I want to find out. He said, call me by name. Said, this doctrine I'm preaching, I didn't know it was a doctrine. I thought it was the Word of God. That there's going to be a revival. He said, that's contrary to everything he talked about. All the negative things. When somebody told me what he said what this fellow said, almost immediately I felt the Spirit of the Lord quicken my soul and said, he'll be like the man was that leaned on the king's arm. He'll see it, but he'll not taste of it. Hallelujah. If I didn't believe, oh, I felt him breathe on me. He'd be all right now. Amen. If I didn't believe that we could have a revival, amen, I'd close my book, get back in my vehicle, drive back to the hills of Kentucky, buy me the best coon dog I could, and forget about it. But I'm sleeping in beds. I wasn't sleeping in my own bed good. I left a good church. Me and my wife left a church after 35 years because God was calling us to go to a generation of people and tell them to wake up. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand by me, Holy Ghost, tonight as I preach to this people. Amen. We are, amen. This is an awful day of battle. God has called his people to war. We've circled the wagons long enough. We've been on the defensive too long. It's time we mount up. Listen what the Word of God says in the book of Joel, chapter number 3. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and beat your preeman hooks into spears. Amen. Let the weak say, I am strong. Amen. I'm not calling you tonight to war. Amen. I'm not calling another generation of young people. Amen. Do you think you might qualify to be one of God's special forces in this wicked hour? Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. I read to you tonight the regulations, the law of warfare when you're fighting in God's army. There is some qualifications. Amen. You ain't doing God a service when you decide I'm going to get into this. Amen. But God's looking for somebody. Amen. In this qualification. My text tonight told us, first of all, as we assemble for battle, there'd be a city. And boy, are we seeing it. Everything that's happening, all the scandals happening among us, don't blame it on the devil. God is just sifting his church. And I've told my church, and I'll tell you, sifting does not hurt the corn. It just exposes the chaff. Amen. When a church is shaken, when a people are shifted, amen, all it does is expose the weak. But you can't shake the unshakable. You can't move the unmovable. Amen. I'm like the woman that climbed up out of the congregation years ago, and she said, I've trembled on this rock, and I've shook on this rock, but this rock ain't never shook under me. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a rock. Amen. A foundation that standeth sure. And when the smoke of the battle's over, we'll still be standing tall. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a sifting. Because there is a powerful enemy. Sometimes we look like we are absolutely outnumbered.
Come on.
Surrounded. But I kind of feel like, let me be careful here in this Western country, I kind of feel like them fellas that went out in that Indian country, amen, when the government was paying for the Indians to be annihilated. Two of them, says the old drunk fellas, went out there and decided they'd make a little money. They went out there and camped out. The next morning they woke up, one of them peeped his head out. They were surrounded by Indians. He ran back and grabbed his buddy and said, we're surrounded by Indians. What the world are we going to do? Oh, I said, we're rich. We just got rich. Hey, man, I tell you what I feel like. Hey, man, let them surround me all they want to. I come for a fight. Hey, man, I was born to fight. Hey, man, we were born to win. Hey, man, in this hour that we're living in, I'm telling us tonight, hey, man, there is some qualifications, but our secret of strength is found in verse 4. God goes before us. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Hey, man, if God be for you, what does it matter who's against you? Hey, man, you can't stop the unstoppable. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The first thing he said was, if there's some among you, there's some here that are unfit for the battle. Those whose work of dedication has never been completed, send them home. God's looking for a few good men. Those whose hearts have not consecrated would only hinder the work of the Lord. I told him the other night here, I said, when God saved me, I signed up to ride for the brand. When it's popular and when it ain't. Amen. I don't understand backsliding. I know people does, but I don't understand it. Amen. I don't. You can give me all the excuse you want to, but maybe I'm just wired different. But there's a few situations I knew I couldn't win in, but I just reared back and give a rebel scheme and jump in the middle of it just for the sake of being in it. Amen. I tell you what. Amen. These folks taking the tuck head in the hour we're living. Amen. If you're old time holiness, amen. If you're blood bought, blood washed, sanctified and holy, don't take the tuck head when you walk out in that world. They look at you like you're a freak. My Lord, have you looked at some of them? Amen. Throw your head back and say, I'm glad, as a song said, I'm glad that I am one of them. I want you to understand tonight, if you cut me, I'll bleed wholeness. Somebody may shout before I need to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I read the story of a man and his wife and kids that were called as missionaries, and they were booked a passage going into an island that had never been evangelized, and they were cannibals on that island. As the captain of the ship had took them across, he was inspired by their sincerity, and by their openness, and by their cleanness, and their dedication, and he just kind of fell in love with them. As they began to reach close to their destination, he began to talk to them as a family, called them all around. He said, now look, I want to turn this boat around. I'll give you back the money that you gave me to book the passage. I want to take you back to safety. You'll die. Every one of you will die if you go on that island. They looked at him and they said these words, "Sir, we died before we ever left home." Hallelujah. Great God of heaven, tonight we need somebody that'll die, that'll not worry about their reputation. God help me, I am so tired. Folks feeling which way the wind's blowing, for they holler amen. Amen. I'm tired of politics. Amen. And all the thing going with it. What we need in this hour is somebody that is sold out to God. And the only thing that matters in my life is, amen, not where I'm popular, not where I'm wealthy, not where I'm, but if God be glorified, that God, your chief measure, man, is that you glorify God in your body.
Amen.
My wife can tell you, I go home every night now. Amen. I said, God, I don't want to glory in the fact that you healed me. I don't want to glory in the fact that we stood through the test and you brought us through on the other side. It was the grace of God. Amen. I don't want to glory. But I go home every night and say, oh God, did I touch the glory tonight? Amen. Did I take too much glory on myself? Did they see me and not you, Lord? Make me transparent so they can see you. Dedicated. Committed. We need somebody with not just an opinion or a persuasion, but a conviction. This is my conviction. I was never so proud of this young people's meeting. I was never so proud of my young son when Brent was in high school. They tried to get him to go out for the basketball team. The coach came to him and said, now Brent, I understand. See, I was raised in a holiness church, and I understand what you're thinking. He said, but I believe if you let me talk to your dad, I can talk him into letting you play competition sports. And I may be getting in trouble here, but I just tell you right now, I don't see any way you can be right with God and be in competition sports any kind. I told some folks, I've been a hunter all my life. I've never been a man that loved the bark of a coon dog better than I did. But I didn't competition hunt, because you can't be in competition and keep you cool. Well, I felt a cool breeze on that. God help me tonight. He said, son, if you're worried about the way we have to dress, he said, we'll dress out. Said, we need you on the team, and we'll just dress out. We'll use the sweatpants, and we'll be in full. And Brent looked at him and said, sir, with all due respect, you don't need to talk to my daddy. You see, this is my conviction. I prayed through about it. I prayed through on this conviction. Amen. I couldn't play competition sports and please God. Amen. Oh, God, help me tonight. Help me tonight. Amen. Those that who have not learned, who have not been fruitful, they planted a vineyard, but they've never took of the fruit. Those who have not learned to be fruitful at home need to go home. You'll never be any good at anything else until you're good at home church, son. You get all starry-eyed and grab up the head out, you know, to win the whole world. I'm going to tell you what, if you ain't been faithful at home, amen, you won't last long. Amen. And so he said, number one. Number two is, not only are you going to be dedicated, you got to be fruitful. And you know what it takes to be fruitful? It takes being pruned. It takes being cut back. It takes being, sometimes looks like you're just cut down to the, sometimes you think, I look like the old pastor's holding me back. He probably is, because you need to be held back. Amen. You don't know what you're fixing to get into. So could I tell you, amen, I'm kind of like the old fellow was. Amen. If you ain't right at home, amen, you'll never be right anywhere you go. Amen. If we ain't, you know, we want to go out and evangelize the world. Do they know your holiness across the street?
All right.
You want to go out and change the whole world. Amen. One old fella said a while back, it's pretty rough. He said, if they don't know where your church is at, you're missing something. Amen. When I go uptown, so I'm preaching at so-and-so's church, I never heard of it. You're in a half a block of it, or half a mile of it. Man, we ain't got enough.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Sometimes I feel like that story I heard about the old English biscuit, that is true. He said, I don't know. He said, you know, he said, everywhere I go, they serve tea. He said, everywhere Paul went, they had a riot. He said, some way we ain't doing something right. Amen. Sometimes we ain't doing enough to even make the devil mad. Come on. Boy, all of a sudden I'm going to pull a long train. That's all right. I'm an engineer. Amen. And I want you, I appreciate you, amen, but a hot stove will make bread in the cold room, so we're going to have a move of God here. I come to preach to you. I'm looking for a few good men. I'm fixing to give you an application if you think you can pass the test, son. If you've got a wife at home and you betrothed her, you know what Jesus said? Any man whose affections are not set on anything else but the service for God will be disqualified. If any man not take up his cross and follow me, he's not worthy of me. Amen. Forsaking all. Sometimes, oh, I felt the Lord. Sometimes you're drawing back on some of the things that you're not giving God because you're afraid what God's going to do with them. You look at that little boy of yours, and you love him to death, but God may say, I want him on the other side of the world. Hallelujah. Oh, God. We're not losing people because we're making it too hard for them. We're losing them because we made it too easy.
That is right.
Amen. There's a man in the Bible who's a character whose only reason for being there is he had about a 10-minute interview with Jesus Christ. The Bible refers to him as a rich young ruler. He was a man that came running to Jesus and fell at his feet and said, what must I do? And you know the story, and I've not got time to go through it. Jesus looked at him, and he loved him. He loved him not because of who he was, but he loved him because of the potential that he saw in him. And the young man said, you like one thing thou likest. And he turned and went away sorrowful because he had, listen, it might not be riches with you, what is it that's held you back from your true potential? Why aren't we rocking the world as the world closes in and it's like a steel trap on us? I told the girl that one old preacher of years gone by said, if the church don't learn to pray till the bars of hell are broken, you'll soon find yourself praying behind the iron bars of the enemy. We are at war. And there is no compromise. There is no truce. Amen. There is no discharge in this war. Amen. It's death to sin or death in sin. But there's no other way. Amen. It's a dying out to self. Sir, we died before we ever climbed on this boat. Amen. Before we ever picked up our guns, we'd already died. We'd already made our mind up. Amen. I got to hurry. There's no room for a coward in this army that I'm talking about. He said, if you're afraid, just go on home. Amen. Because you'll just make everybody else afraid. I want to be sweet right here. I wonder how many great movements has been hindered because the man got the vision and the people wouldn't get behind him. They were fearful. Well, I'm just afraid. Well, listen, I want you to understand something right now, honey. God will never lead you into anything you have to back out of. If God's leading you into it, go to it. God, give me somebody like Jonathan's armor bearer was when he said, I think we're, he said, go ahead and I'll follow you. Amen. Just go ahead up there. Do what's in your heart and I'll follow you. Amen. Wherever you want to go, Pastor. That's your vision, Pastor. You prayed through on it. Oh. My God, if I didn't trust the man of God no more than that, I'd go stick my head in a hole somewhere. Find somebody I could. Listen, if he's your pastor, God's put him before you. God's put him over you, son. God's brought him there. He's seen something. Listen, you may not understand what he's saying, but you don't know what he's seeing. So stand with him. Amen. Don't cut and run. There's no room for a coward in this army. For God I live. And for God, I'll die. And church, I'm telling you, in America, this generation's not since Vietnam, probably, have we a little bit in Iraq and Iran, I think, but we've not, you've had too many silver spoons. We've got too many chocolate soldiers. Let's never know what Paul said, endure hardness as a good soldier. I got to close quickly. That was a man sent from God. Whose name was on this piece of paper I wrote this on. I've got a long blank there. Would you like to try to fill in that blank with your name, sir? Son, would you like to walk away from it all? Sign me up. Sign me on the dotted line. My sister-in-law, that ancestor-in-law that married Mike Roberts, her nephew was named Josh Smith. Josh Smith lived his entire life. I mean, he played with toy soldiers. He got big enough to join the ROTC. He lived his whole life. He was military-minded. As soon as he got old enough, he went and took the test for the Marine Corps, and he scored so high on some of their tests that they said, now just choose any branch you want to. He said, you're too valuable to us. He said, with all due respect, sir, I was born to Marine. I was born to fight. He said, give me an M16. Give me a flat pack and drop me on behind the enemy lines. I was born to fight. Oh, tonight I will, hallelujah. I'd like to wonder tonight, I wonder if there's somebody in here, some young person tonight, I could inspire them, amen, to become, a Green Beret for God, a special force for God, one you could be inserted right now, devil's backyard, amen, and have a move of God, amen, move in and bring revival, amen, pull it out of the fire, hate him to come and spot him in the flesh. When they pulled the big statue down of Sodom, he was standing there. Standing there with scrapping up his leg where his buddy had got wiped out. When they went into Palooza, he said, his leader said, Smith, said, you a Kentucky boy, ain't you? He said, yes, sir. He said, he threw him a Benelli shotgun. And said, you guys know how to shoot shotgun, don't you? And night after night, they took that city. You know the horror of it. But what he said was inspired me. I was born to be a Marine. Charles Barnett's grandson that got killed while he was in the Marines. That boy's daddy walked up to his sergeant. Boy, you probably didn't know that boy. I did. Nathan Marquis is an angel compared to him. I mean, he just loved life. And loved... They said, man, said that platoon sergeant worked him over until, you know, he would just collapse in a sweat. They said it's awful how he done him. But when he come out, you know, he just come out victorious. So that after the funeral service, that dad walked up and said to his platoon sergeant, said, sir, I want to thank you for making my son a Marine. Up to sergeant that had been so hard on him looked down. He said, I didn't make him a Marine. He was born a Marine. I just brought it out of him. Amen. God's looking for somebody tonight. Amen. You're called. You come to this hour. You come here to, oh, great God of heaven. I see things are moving in here. You come here for this hour tonight. You're here for this hour, for this call. God's making a call. Amen. And when they come to this place, I tremble tonight because we come to this place. There is not a half a dozen choices. Just one. And an alternative. And you've got to choose one or the other. And the choice you make will determine your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to be a Marine? You want to be one of God's green gray bread corn is bruised. God don't use anything He don't break. He don't use anything He don't... I sat and listened to a young man, and he was waxing eloquent in a church, in a position, in a church, in a camp meeting. He had no right being in. He hadn't paid that price. Politically correct. And they put him up. And I said to my wife, I am not jealous for these other young preachers. But I said, there's a hole in him that is big enough that will destroy him one day. There is no character there. I'm going to tell you something. If you want God to use you, you will go through the fire. Amen. You will. Amen. Sometimes you must stand all alone. Amen. In that battle of the Green Beret, I thought about it when I thought about this message. One of the lines in that battle said, 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Amen. God's looking for a few good men. Amen. God's looking for somebody that'll make up the hedge and stand in the gap. I come to preach to young people. Maybe I'll never preach to you again, but I want to challenge you tonight. Do you think you might make the cut? Would you like to surrender all and see what God could do? Would you like to see what God could do in your life in the hour that we're living in? Church, we got to have revival among our young people, and we got to have it now. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. What they are right now at 18 years old is what the church will be 5 years from now. And so we've got to have a move of God. We've got to have a character forming. Amen. The mantle of the prophet is still out there, son. God's got the mantle. He's just waiting for the man that can wear it. I wonder, holy Kita Rabo Sataya, I wonder tonight if somewhere in this congregation somebody will say, here am I, Lord, send me. Send me. I'll leave all security. I'll leave everything just to feel the touch of heaven in my soul. Young people, you hear me. You can change the future. One white, hot, Holy Ghost revival can do more to turn the country around in 30 days than a political machine could do in years. I sought for a man among them. God said, I went looking for a man who would make up the hedge and stand in the gap that I might not destroy the land. But the sad thing was, he said, I found one. I asked the chilling question the other night. Oh, I feel God. Pray, saints. Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth? Not religion. There'll be all kinds of that. But that white, hot faith, that fire that was ignited on Pentecost and has burned sporadically throughout the world since. I remember as a young Christian boy, I just rode back and I said, Lord, if I'm alive when You come, You'll find one still trusting You. I had no idea And I want you to understand right now, the call of God is not to call and join some church and have a social picnic. Amen. It's a signing up for the fight all the way to the end. And it is a battle. God, if you're going to be God's man, God's person, if you will be God's man, He'll burn you till there ain't not one thing left. When Abraham began to intercede with God, how'd he open it? I got to close here. Thanks, he's coming in here. He said, I am nothing but dust and ashes. He said, I've been reduced to dust and I've been burned through the trial until I ain't but nothing but ashes. That's all I am. And God said, I'll hear that. Church, young people, you can change your future if you'll pay the price. But I'm not going to tell you there's not going to be a price. Well, Stacy, years ago, as a young preacher boy, I preached in a church and walked to my car, and an old preacher come walking out and poked his head in the window. He looked at me and he said, son, what you're preaching's right. But he said, if you stay on this course, you'll lay your head on a pillow that you'll weep on many a night. I can tell you we've done it. But I can tell you something else. I wouldn't take the whole world for what God's doing right now. Amen. I may not have a large fire. I may not have but one old squirrel gun. But every time I fire, somebody's going to fall.
Amen.
I challenge you tonight. We have a captain. There's no place to be afraid here.
Amen.
Pay the price. A friend of mine told me in World War II, he's gone now. He said, we hit the beaches. He said, the first man that went down was our platoon leader. He said, there we was, said, hunkered down, not knowing what to do, trembling in our boots. He said, when all of a sudden, a little old private screamed out amongst us and said, the books, the rule book says, the fighting book says, when you don't know what to do, charge. He said, we pulled up and dug out of there. Said we went across the berm. Hey man, wiping out the enemy. Finished the day. Fought the battle at the end. Said at the end of the day, said some higher up said, who was that man that dared to give that charge? This little old private come up trembling. He said, who are you? He said, private, first told so. He said, sergeant, go on. He just made it sergeant. Right before the Great Civil War, the Virginia Institute, Military Institute, filled with all those boys training for the Army. Those Southern boys were getting agitated. They came a morning when they refused to formation and march under the flag. The president, the commandant, sent word to a teacher that was there teaching, a man that later would be known as Stonewall Jackson. Said, Mr. Jackson, said, these Southern boys are on the verge of rebelling. Said, see if you can do something. They said, old Jackson walked out there. He said, gentlemen, what are you doing? Virginia is not seceded from the Union. Virginia is not at war. Go back to your classrooms. And as one man, they turned to obey him. And he turned back and said, but one more thing. He said, if Virginia ever does secede, if Virginia ever does go to war, come back out of your classrooms. Draw your swords. And throw away the scabbard and fight for the freedom of Virginia. Well, I come to tell you tonight, we have seceded. We have already withdrawn from the world. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. And we are at war with the world. And so I challenge you, son, tonight to come out of where you are. Pull your saber. Amen. Throw away. Amen. And say, mine is not to reason why. Mine is but to do or die. And fight until revival breaks out across America. And fight until men are set free from the dope addictions of this world. Until the alcoholics set free. Amen. Until they know there's a place. Amen. Where the power of God is. Amen. Let us come together again and march.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Would you sign the line tonight? I'm fixing to make an altar call. Somebody get us a song tonight. I'm fixing to make an altar call. Stand with me. And I want to tell you, young and old alike, would you dare? Oh, glory be to God. God help me right here. I need to pray in church right now. I need to plead in church right now. Would you dare to come here tonight and re-enlist or enlist? Would you sign on the blank this night? I told you I've come as a recruiter for heaven's armies. Amen. Is there somebody tonight that'll say, Lord, live, die, sink, or swim, I'm joining up. I'm going to fight. Amen. If I die, let me die on the battlefield. Amen. If I fall, let me fall with guns blazing. I told the Lord, Brother Stacy, when I was laying there so sick, it looked like I was dying, and the doctors are sending word that I was. I said, Lord, I'm not afraid to die. I don't want to leave Ann. I don't want to leave her as she is like now. But I'm not afraid of dying. But Lord, I don't want to die here. I don't want to die of some disease laying in front of my back. If you want to take me home, just grant me one request if I've been pleasing. Let me buckle on my guns one more time. Amen. Let me challenge one more time. And when the time comes that you want to take me out of here, let me go with both guns blazing. Let me go on the battle. Let me fight the battle. Let me fall on the battlefield. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God, I just felt the Holy Ghost move. Come on, church. Is there somebody tonight? Amen. Like Isaiah, after he looked at the Lord, said, here am I, Lord. If you can use me, I want you to.
Hallelujah.
Here am I, Lord. Send me. Will you come? Amen. As they sing the song tonight, I wonder if there's a young man here that God's been dealing with. I wonder if you'd dare to fall on this altar like these others have. Or are you unfit for battle? Amen. Do you have to? Oh, come on. Come on, son. God's dealt with your heart. Come on. You know he's dealing with you. Come on. I want to fight. Lord, I want to fight. I want to be a soldier. I want to be a soldier. I want to re-enlist, Lord. I don't want to retire. I want to refall. Come on. Come on, church. Gather around me. Just pray. Pray with us.